next one is not in your praise book, but I think most of you know it. It's Amazing Grace, the version, My Chains Are Gone.
Amazing grace, how sweet
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see everybody here today. Sunday school kickoff, and wow, what awesome singing. He is the one our hearts hunger and thirst for, our God and our Father. So welcome today. Some announcements I have to go over at Sunday school kickoff. And we're back into the swing of things, which is wonderful. It also means we have potluck dinner after church. If you didn't know about it or you forgot about it, you're more than welcome to stay. We always have enough. God multiplies it. It always works out. So please, you're all invited to stay for that. The other thing today, after potluck, well, we're going to have the bouncy house. Is it raining? I haven't been outside since 7 o'clock this morning. We'll see if that happens, okay? Let the Christian Ed Committee decide on that. We have volleyball set up over in Johnny and Lori's in our backyard. There'll be a beanbag toss. We got the water balloons. I think if it's raining, we might as well get wet, right? So all of that, there are games for the little ones, first grade and down, over in our yard, right? That stuff got hid. Okay, first grade on down, there's little prizes for them to find. That's all after they eat. So hopefully I got everything there. This is a busy day. I mean, you can be going solid if you want. Healing Hope Ministries over by Alcester. We had them here for our Mission Fest speakers a couple years ago. They are having the grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony of their facility starting at 4 o'clock over there. The address is in your bulletin. They're having supper there, I'm pretty sure, at some point. This is a family that lost their little one at, boy, how many months? Remember? A year or so? Just unexpectedly. They lost their little boy, and so they have this ministry now to minister to people who have been in that place of losing a child. Could be a miscarriage, could be all kinds of different scenarios. So they're up and running now. This evening, Trevor Baker, you've seen that in the bulletin, he's a Christian singer, songwriter. He's going to be out at the Power Show at the barn at 6:30. It's more the Olivet Church that has sponsored this and got it going. So I'm sure very enjoyable. 6 o'clock, our high school youth group, we're back here at the church this evening. So there's a lot happening today. Who says there's nothing to do in Menlo, South Dakota? There's plenty to do, right? I want to say a big, big thank you to our consistory. They have had a lot of projects this year due to the weather, as all of you have had a lot more projects as well. One of the things that happened this week, if you came in the front entrance, you see there's new cement there. On Tuesday, they were here most of the day, getting that out, tearing it out, jackhammer and all, because that heaved so bad. Well, it's heaved every year, one door, so it's not just, you might think, well, it was a bad year, so sure, well, it's heaved every year. This year, it was just both doors that heaved, so we had to do something. So thank you to the consistory. They've worked on a lot of projects. Yep. God bless you all. There have been many more projects than that. Lastly, you need to read the bulletin, but the other thing I'm going to call your attention to is on the insert, there is this movie called Overcomer, and it's going to be a trip starting this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Viberg. Where do I get those things? Thank you. I know I said something last Sunday wrong. I said, call me on it. At Viberg, at the theater over there, it is an amazing movie. You will love it, I promise you. So pay attention to that. Read the rest of the announcements as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we are here to worship and magnify your holy name. Today especially is an exciting day. In the year, in the life of our church, as we start off the Christian education once again of our children and youth and adults too, Lord, we can all learn together and grow together in your word. And so we're excited to be here, Father. You are our wonderful, merciful Savior, our Redeemer, our friend, our Counselor, our Comforter, our Keeper, all that we have just sung. Almighty God, you are. And you are the one that we praise and worship and adore. You're the one that our hearts long for. And that's why we are here, to worship you. And so as we do, Father, I thank you. Your presence is here already with us in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you for moving among us this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn is 210 in your hymnal. The words will be on the screen. Let's stand together as we sing this. Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Lift your voices. It is a beautiful. Wednesday, they're going to do x-rays tomorrow. see if they can go up higher and see what's going on. God knows, doesn't he? Yes, we just need his wisdom there. Prayers for Leroy Friesen. It's been a little more difficult week for him in the care center here, so just lift up him and Donna, please. Also, we have a 73rd wedding anniversary here today. Eugene and Lorene Weidenbach. Standing up there at the pew? Do you mind just standing? Is that all right? Everybody's got to know who you are. Thank you. God bless you. 73 years. Now, are you staying for potluck? You're not. I was going to say, we're going to have to the front of the line. You sure? We'll get you to the front of the line. Okay. Now, so otherwise, for the Christian Ed Committee, I didn't say this to you, but there are other older ones here that it's hard to stand in line and things like that. So try and watch for them and just get them and put them to the front of the line, okay? Wherever you're at, please. Thank you. So, quite a deal. Congratulations. Anything else? Blaine. Say it louder. Thursday. Yes, Mary and Deb Schmidt had their anniversary on Thursday. How many years ago? Yeah. 21. Happy anniversary to you. Pat Palmer.
Lee and I will be 55 years on Thursday.
And Lee and Pat Palmer will be 55 years on Thursday. Congratulations to you guys. That's great. Anybody else over here? Carrie Dyke. Paige Dyke has her 17th birthday on Thursday. Happy birthday, Dave, Melanie. Alyssa Bent's birthday is this Wednesday. Okay, happy birthday to you. David. Jennifer Herbold's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday. And Emily Guthmore. McKinley had hers, did. On Monday? Okay, yes, happy birthday to McKinley. Is that Ray Lynn? Okay. Your grandma's birthday is tomorrow. Good. You jumped the gun, David. Over here, got lots of birthdays. Austin Kessler. He is. Okay. Any specifics yet, or just pray for him for that? Okay, oh goodness, Austin. Dale Kessler Jr. is in the emergency room this morning, right now. Okay, sorry to hear that. And last Sunday it was Keani in the emergency room. All right, we will be praying. Yes, Alicia. Okay, how old is she?
She's 86.
Okay, Alicia Grandpa's grandmother fell this week and broke 5 bones. They had to do hip surgery replacement or just?
Nope, they had to do
surgery. Okay. Okay, pelvic and shoulder. Okay, so her grandma is in Mitchell, right? What's her first name?
Alice.
Okay. Yes. Okay, Matt and Tricia Fisher had their 21st anniversary 1 or 2 weeks ago. Happy anniversary to you guys. Okay, yes, Dawn, thank you.
Tomorrow I start my new work endeavor back in Menno, but as a charge nurse on the floor, which I haven't done strictly that for many years.
Okay. Okay, all right, wonderful. Two praise reports that Dawn Kishpa has. One, she's starting back to Menno Care Center as a charge nurse this week, so praise the Lord. Secondly, a granddaughter that she hasn't been able to see for 10 years is going to be coming for Christmas. So, okay. Oh, how old is she? Do you know? Okay. All right. So Madison was saying she has a cousin, looking McCall, who has cancer. She did. Okay. So we'll pray for the family then. Okay. Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's much, much to come before you with, and the joys certainly of birthdays and anniversaries from just a couple years all the way up to 73. It's truly amazing. And thank you for Eugene and Lorene and blessing them on this special day. They are just faithful to you as they live their lives, and thank you for their family as they celebrate today. We pray for Dan and Nicole Schaefer and Madison and the family and the loss of this family member due to cancer around the time of the hurricane. We just lift them up and ask that you comfort them. Lord, we pray for Dale Kessler Jr. as he's in the emergency room right now. Father, you know the situation, the details. We don't, but we just lift him up before your throne and ask for your healing touch throughout his body, whatever it is that happened, whatever it is that's going on. Jesus, you are the great physician, and we pray the blood of Jesus over him. I know he travels across country trucking, and so keep him safe, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, lots of other things. Alicia's grandma, Alice? Yeah, as she fell and broke several bones and has had to have surgery and a long road to recovery. Lord, we lift her up to you and ask as well for your healing touch to be at work through her body. We pray the same for Peg Wallach as she continues to recover from her surgery and Louis Fierst. Father, give them wisdom as they run more tests tomorrow as to what's going on. And if something can be done, Lord, we leave that in your hands. We pray for your healing power through his being in Jesus' name. For Leroy Friesen, who's had a difficult year, a difficult week, Father, thank you for ministering to him. Thank you that he's able to be here at our care center in Menno and for the wonderful care that he does receive here. For Belva Heckenleibel, we continue to lift her up. Father, for Carl, as his surgery is a week from tomorrow, we pray over him that that will all go well. Other things, Lord, that were mentioned that I'm probably failing to recall, but you heard each and every one of these requests, and we know that you are working on behalf of these individuals. We pray for our nation. Father, thank you by faith for the work you are doing of revival across this land. As we experience the joy here in our own congregation of all the voices praising you and seeing the children and youth, it just brings us great joy, for they are the next generations rising up to proclaim your word and to stand for you in the midst of turmoil and things that go on. We pray for our military always, Lord Jesus. Thank you for guarding our soldiers, each and every one of them and their families, whether they're at home or abroad. Give your angels charge over them, we pray. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Paul said, each one should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly nor under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and that's how he wants us to be. Caden is going to play the offertory here, You Raise Me Up, and after that, in place of the doxology, we will sing the Lord's Prayer. Let's receive our offering. Thank you. you, Caitlin. That was beautiful. Let's stand, please. Difficult of times, we have so much to praise you for, your goodness, your blessings for Jesus, our Redeemer. And Lord, as we listened, you are the one who does raise us up. And that we are, when we are on your shoulders, we can be strong in you and in the power of your might. That you give us the strength when we walk on those stormy seas, you actually carry us through those storms of life. And we know that you are the faithful one, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, bless these gifts, these offerings, these tithes, for the work that you have called us to do through this local church. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess together now the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. The children, you'll wait yet before we have you come forward. Thank you. Thank you again, Caden and Jennifer, for the beautiful music. So at this point, though, who I do need up here are the Sunday school teachers. If you'd all come up and stand across the front here, and your helpers can sure come too if they would like to do that. Maybe sort of start from the youngest over here and work your way to the eldest. We always want to take this time each year as we start off our Sunday school classes. It's very important. It is a very, very important part in the life of our local church. And so, and you have the names of the teachers and helpers in your bulletin. Please use that to pray for them week by week. We all covet your prayers as we teach the children and youth and adults. Okay, what a great looking group. So I'll start over here on my right and your left. Denise Hondel, she is the lead teacher for the three-year-old and preschool class, and her helpers are Alicia Gramko and Nicole Kisley. Then we come to the kindergarten and first grade teachers, Julie Crick and Kristen Heckenleibel, the lead teachers. Their helper is Jennifer Masterson. Of course, she's at Guards this weekend, not able to be with us. Our second and third grade class, the teachers are Nicole Schaefer and Amy Fisher, right here, and their helpers, Brittany Clute and Carrie Dyke, right here. Then the fourth and fifth grade class, the Cindy Herbold and Emily Guthmiller are their teachers. Upstairs is where they meet. We come to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. They're all together upstairs, and Mary Hondel does that. Yay. God bless her for all of her years. And God bless you all. I always tell Mary, if the steps get too much for your knees, you let us know. We'll switch something around. So she says, so far, so good. Then we come to the high school class, which I teach. Ann helps with that women's Bible study now on Sunday mornings, so I'm having a different parent each Sunday in there helping. And of course, Amy Nuss and Tricia Fisher, if I get in a big bind, and a big, big bind, I guess we'll pull in Scott Nuss and Matt Fisher, right? We'll pull in the big guns. So, the young adult class, so, you know, we have all this available for you to attend at Sunday school. We have a young adult class, Justin Plooster, Ben Crick, Jeremy Hondel, they sort of take turns teaching that. And then we have the older adult class, and these fine gentlemen, Bruce Hondel, Fred Schultz, Ron Guthmiller, Larry Kirschman, Carl Zabe, Johnny Whale, they all take turns teaching that as they're going through the Gospel of Luke. So we are blessed, very blessed. I'm going to read here for a moment, and then we'll have a responsive reading. So affirmation of ministry is the act whereby a local church recognizes the diverse gifts of its members and celebrates the particular ministry of each person in the life of the church. Today, in our local church, we begin a new year in the life of the Christian education of our young people and adults. According to Scripture, we do see the importance of bringing our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So these individuals have been called by God to serve among us as Sunday school teachers. They have accepted this call and are before us in witness to their willingness to serve. And I introduce them all to you. We'll have a responsive reading here from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is. Now the body is not made up of one part, but many. But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be.
If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
So that
if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are of the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And so as Sunday school teachers at Salem Reformed Church, it is an honor to be entrusted with this responsibility of ministry in the local church. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so I'll ask you two questions. You can still face forward, though. Having prayerfully considered the duties and responsibilities of your ministry, are you prepared to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit? If so, answer, yes, we are. And do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth the love of Christ and holding fast to the truth of His word? If so, answer, we do. Thank you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for these men and women standing here before us. Father, each of them so faithful, some for many, many years, some just starting off brand new, but they're giving themselves to you in these ways. And I ask for your anointing to be upon them, the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, that you fill them to overflowing with your Spirit each and every day as they prepare the lessons for the children and youth and the adults, that they are able to bring it at whatever level they are teaching, a level of understanding, and let the minds of all and the hearts of all be opened to your word and your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And so may the Holy Spirit strengthen you for the ministry of teaching Sunday school in this local church. And may He equip you with everything good to do God's will. Thank you for your willingness to serve the Lord and this church in this way. Amen. God bless you. You can go back to your seats. The teachers of the fifth grade on down, though, I'm going to ask the kids to come, fifth grade and down, to sit up in the front pews here, and the teachers and helpers will need you to sit with them. Okay, sixth graders and up are fine over there where you're at. But as they are, let's sing number 185, "Jesus Loves Me." Forgot to say at the beginning, happy Grandparents' Day to all the grandparents here. This is your special day as well, so God bless you all. Yeah, if you want to come over here, Nicole, we always give out the Bibles to our third graders and the Heidelberg Catechism to the fourth graders, and the Eggemeyer's Bible Storybook to the sixth graders. So we're going to do that here real quick now. So, yeah, I'll call them. Let's do the Bibles for the third graders here first of all. So, the third graders over here? Okay. All right. Here, I'll take half and you bring the other half. Nicole is our Sunday school superintendent this year. So we can just probably hand them over the pew. Let's see. There it is. Corwin Schaefer. There you go. Oops. Here, why don't we try? You can get them open. Leah Crick. Lee Kisley. There you go, Lee. Vincent Clute. All right, Vincent. Daniel Schaefer. Mr. Daniel. Oh, Ava Wilds is not here. Okay, so you take care of those, all right, and read those at home. Then the fourth graders get the Heidelberg Catechisms. So fourth graders are where? Right back here. Okay. So you might come up and get yours real quick. Ashlyn Derby. Autumn Ramos. You're welcome. Emmalyn Heckenleibel. Emery Ramos. And Hannah Masterson. Oh, there's one more after that. Who's that? Luke Plooster. All right, all of them here today. Great. Hannah, there you go. Luke, there you go. And the sixth graders will come back over here for the Eggemeyer's. This they use during the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade years of Sunday school. It goes through the whole Bible. Right? Yes. So Hunter, is Hunter Yostin? Yep, come on up. Okay. Ryland Derby. Yours is that first one there. Lexi McNinch. I know they're not here today. Carter Fisher. I'll give that to you. There you go. And Amanda Ramos. Brockton Kasurik, okay. And Madison Schaefer. There you go, Brockton. Okay, thank you. All right. Now I need the high school seniors to come, please. They're gonna help with the scripture reading. Better make sure I got everything right. While they're coming, I do want to say a special thank you to the Christian Education Committee. So why don't, if you're on the Christian Ed Committee, why don't you stand up just where you're at, please? Okay, so Nicole Schaefer is the superintendent. Mark Guthmiller, maybe he's out with, He's in the kitchen. Okay, he's a good cook. Got a good cook there. There's Emily. Melanie Walter and Billy Masterson and Ronnie Derby and Carmen Taylor. Carmen's at guards. Jenna Miller and Justin Plooster and Mark Anderson are the consistory reps. So thank you for serving. God bless you. They do a lot of work, too, here throughout the year. Our league youth group, that's the high school youth group, Heidelberg League, our advisors are Matt and Trisha Fisher and Scott and Amy Nuss. Thank you for what you do. And parents, thank you for what you do. And grandparents, we got to have you involved in this to make it all work. Amen. All right, so I've asked the high school seniors to read our scriptures today. So Trey Spencer is going to start out, and Avery, you can come to be ready here.
A scripture reading from Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God.
On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
A scripture reading from Psalms chapter 62, verses 1 and 2. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
A scripture reading from Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord, who makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath because it is holy to you."
A scripture reading from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Okay, thank you. You can go back to your seats then. So let me share just a little bit, then we'll get into what we're going to do here more with the children today. But this is, well, which commandment is it? Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The fourth commandment. It is the fourth commandment, yeah. And God, already at creation, when everything was perfect, he gave the example, created in 6 days and rested on the seventh, didn't he? There's a reason for that. And then, of course, we come ahead 2,500 years to Moses, and the Ten Commandments are given. But God desires that there would be one day out of seven that we set apart for him. We set it apart for worship and for rest and focusing on him. Now, as I'm going through this, I realize things happen. I realize there's jobs that have to work on Sundays, okay? I realize at times livestock have to be tended to on Sundays, all right? But it is important. This is important when we gather on Sunday mornings. It is very important. God said in the second there, Exodus chapter 31, out of the Amplified, it says it like this, "So that you may know without any doubt and acknowledge that I am the Lord who sanctifies you." That we are, when we come together, we're acknowledging to the world, to those who know us, that, hey, we're taking this serious about bringing our families together to worship the Lord. It's not the fourth option, it's the fourth commandment, right, that was given. So even God took it so seriously that when he gave the manna to the children of Israel, was there any manna that came on the Sabbath day for them to collect in the mornings? There was not. One day, which their Sabbath was Saturday, so on Friday, God told them, "You got to collect twice as much manna for Saturday, for Friday, excuse me, and enough for Saturday." Do you think all of them listened, boys and girls? Do you think all the people listened? Right, they didn't. Do we listen? No, we don't. Nope, sure enough, that Saturday morning, their Sabbath, some of them went right out there to collect the manna, and there was no food. Manna was the food they ate in the wilderness. Nothing there. Because God had a special day set aside for himself. Now, I should have probably opened this first. This is a triple chocolate cake. You like chocolate?
Yes.
I do. So do I. Okay, so if I put this candle on that cake, what does that make it most likely?
A birthday cake,
right? Because that means somebody has a special day. You get a birthday cake, don't you? And actually, today is Hayden McNinch's birthday, but he's not here. Is Steve here? No? Are you guys here? No? Oh, okay. So this is going to your brother Hayden, okay, Callie? You can see if he'll share it with you, right? It's his special day. So what about Jesus? Does Jesus have a special day? What? When is it?
Christmas.
Right, because that's when he was what? Born. Where?
In Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem, in a stable. Yeah, that's Jesus' special day that we celebrate at Christmas. How about God, our Heavenly Father? Do you think he has a special day?
No.
No. Anybody else think he has a special day? Yeah, what? What day? Some kids said every day. I heard over here, yes, and every day is the Lord's day. What do you think, Kaylee? Every day, what else? Kay, what, Aiden? Well, no, not Halloween. Okay, what? Sunday, that's what I'm looking for. Yes, every day is special for God, but God set Sunday as the day, the Sabbath, for us to rest. One day out of seven. It should be different than the other days, that we, as much as we can, rest from our normal activity, but more important, that it is priority that we gather here in this place with our families. It's not, I want to sleep in today. Shall I ask the question, did any of your mom and dads ever say that? Let's sleep in tomorrow and not go to church. Don't answer me because I don't want to know. Thought I'd catch one of them. Thought I would. Oh, you got them trained pretty good here. No, just kidding. So, it is different than the other days. Now, there's a video clip here, and I wonder if somebody is familiar with the light switches back there that could be quick enough to get that off. So wait a second, Joni, and we'll, this is called One Day Out of Seven. It's just a little, I don't know, you wouldn't even call it a skit. It moves fast because it's geared to the children and youth, but we're going to watch it now, and we'll watch it before we close. It's just like 2 minutes long, so you catch it. And then go ahead, Joni. We gotta have the volume. Don't have any volume.
Doesn't mean you took a nap. Means you rested from the work you'd done on the previous 6 days.
Let's start over, can we?
So he blessed that day and he set it apart way back when everything was still perfect, right? Right. One day out of seven. Later, I don't know, around 2,500 years or so, way after Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and sin was everywhere, Moses pops up on the scene, hikes up Mount...
Okay, now we're gonna try to start over because you gotta catch it. Here we go. Okay, listen.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, so here we go. According to Genesis, the Lord created everything in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he rested. That is, he stopped. Doesn't mean he took a nap. It means he rested from the work he had done on the previous 6 days. So he blessed that day, and he set it apart way back when everything was still perfect, right? Right. One day out of seven. Later, I don't know, around 2,500 years or so, way after Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and sin was everywhere, Moses pops up on the scene, hikes up Mount Sinai, and receives 10 commandments from the Lord himself, written by his very finger. You saw the movie. For all you readers out there, take a peek at Exodus 20. Here begins the law, God's commandments. His design, not ours. For our benefit, not his. Now, out of all the 10 commandments, we stop today on the 4th. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And in case we might not connect it on our own, God uses the same language in the first book of the Bible that he does here in the second to connect it for us. And I paraphrase, in 6 days, not five, not a million years, not an eon, in 6 days God did a bunch of work, making everything that we see and don't see, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, he blessed it and made it holy. He set it apart. One day out of seven. So we got 10 commandments. We got 8 don'ts and 2 do's. But inside, one of the do's is a don't, this fourth commandment. The do is to remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy. And the way to keep it holy is the don't. Don't work. Or more accurate to its intent, put aside the normal work you do on the previous 6 days. Make this day different. One day out of seven. Okay, so let's leap forward about 1,500 years or so to Mark chapter 2. And you'll see that Jesus says, quite frankly, man wasn't made for the Sabbath, but Sabbath was made for the man. Sabbath was made for the man. Huh. God blessed this day and he set it apart. Why? For what? Well, perhaps it's a date. Maybe God is saying he just wants to spend time with us. Yeah, he created us to do all kinds of things and have friends and family and live our lives, but maybe he's saying he'd like to spend time with us too. Now, he knows we're busy. That's why he gave us 7 days. 6 days to do all the things that we have to do. And one day to spend with him. One day out of seven.
Okay. Thank you. So Jennifer, Ann, and Hillary, if you want to come here. So one day out of seven, I love that phrase in there. Maybe God just wants a date with us. Maybe he just wants to spend time with us. He does. And that can be any day of the week, any moment of the day. But when we come together, he wants, we get refreshed. We get filled up as we're worshiping him. And we're going to do this little skit here called Filler Up. And it talks about our lives as a school age girl, but all of our lives as we go through our week and how busy, busy they are. Got your microphone on? Okay. All right, I need to get my paper. In just a second. Okay.
To this story about a girl named Hillary. It was,
what day is it?
Sunday. It was Sunday, and Hillary loved Sundays. Sunday was the day her family slept a little later than during the week. They also ate breakfast together, and Hillary's favorite was pancakes. Do you all have favorites of pancakes? Yeah, you did. Good. Hillary loved going to church. She had a lot of friends there. Some of the kids were adults, too. She liked them, and they were all friendly to her. She knew they really cared about her. She loved being with her friends in her Sunday school class and then worshiping with them in the big church. Do you guys like Sunday school?
Yeah.
All right. Do you like being in big church?
Yeah.
Okay. The stories... She really liked when the people shared their faith stories, or the stories of how God was working in people's lives were so cool. She knew that God was real, and she loved him very much, and she wanted him to work in her life too. She knew that God went with her everywhere, and since she had asked him into her life, when she thought about how much Jesus loved her and that he died on the cross for her sins, she got really excited. It was like having her tank filled up on Sundays. See her, this pitcher? Is it full? It's full. She's full.
Okay, on Monday, everybody loves Mondays, right? On Monday, Hillary went off to school in a great mood. Then she heard Mary whispering to Wendy, "Hillary is such a nerd." Wendy laughed and said, "She sure is." Hillary's feelings were hurt, and she walked away. So what does that do to her tank?
On Tuesday, Hillary missed half of the words on her spelling test. And she had really studied hard. With a big sigh, Hillary picked up her backpack and lugged home her books to study harder that night. Instead of reading her Bible and praying that night, she spent an extra hour studying her spelling words.
What day is it now? Oh, what day is it?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. On Wednesday night, Hillary got sick. She must have gotten the stomach flu. She didn't even make it to the bathroom before she threw up. Oh, it was not a good night for her. Here goes some more.
What day are we on?
Thursday.
On Thursday, Hillary felt well enough to go to school. It was a good day there, and she did much better on her test this time. But after school, Hillary had cheer practice. When she opened her backpack, she realized she forgot her cheer shoes. What a bummer.
I wish everything would just go right for once. Maybe I am a nerd like Mary says.
What do you think that did to her tank? Emptied it up, more water.
Now what day is it? Friday. It's Friday at recess. The other kids Hillary hung out with were using naughty words, swear words. Hillary knew that using that kind of language was not pleasing to God. But when Hillary wouldn't swear or use those same words, Jeremy called her a goody two-shoes. Hillary felt like she was being bombarded by the world. It's getting lower, isn't it?
Maybe I'll get a break on Saturday.
So what day is it?
Saturday.
No chance. Her mom handed her a list of chores to do to get ready for her brother's birthday party. Oh my. It took her 3 hours to finish all the work she gave her. When she finished, she flopped down on her bed.
I'm completely out of gas.
Here goes all of her tank. Look.
Okay, what day are we back on?
Sunday.
Well, on Sunday morning, the last thing Hillary wanted to do was to drag herself out of bed and go to church. It had been such a bad week, she just wanted to sleep in. But then she remembered the fourth commandment, set apart a special day for God. So she got up, she ate her favorite, what is it she likes? Ate pancake breakfast with her family. And then she went off to church. When she got there, her friends ran up to meet her, and two of them asked her to sit next to them. When she went to the service, Mr. Davis shook her hand and handed her a piece of candy. A new man who recently received Jesus shared her faith story that day. She said before she met Jesus, she didn't think anyone loved him and she felt very alone, but now she knows she is loved and wants to share that love with others. They also sang Hillary's favorite worship songs that day, and Hillary remembered how much Jesus loved her and was glad to be with all these people who love Jesus too.
I'm really glad I came today. I think God is really awesome.
Hillary's heart was filled with love and joy once again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all. If you want to show that again. Yeah, the one. Yep.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
All right, so here we go. According to Genesis, the Lord created everything in 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he rested. That is, he stopped. Doesn't mean he took a nap. It means he rested from the work he had done on the previous 6 days. So he blessed that day and he set it apart way back when everything was still perfect, right? Right. 1 day out of 7. Later, I don't know, around 2,500 years or so, way after Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and sin was everywhere, Moses pops up on the scene, hikes up Mount Sinai, and receives 10 commandments from the Lord himself, written by his very finger. You saw the movie. For all you readers out there, take a peek at Exodus 20. Here begins the law, God's commandments. His design, not ours, for our benefit, not his. Now, out of all the 10 commandments, we stop today on the 4th. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And in case we might not connect it on our own, God uses the same language in the first book of the Bible that he does here in the second to connect it for us. And I paraphrase, in 6 days, not 5, not a million years, not an eon, in 6 days God did a bunch of work, making everything that we see and don't see, and he rested on the 7th day. Therefore he blessed it and made it holy. He set it apart. 1 day out of 7. So we got 10 commandments. We got 8 don'ts and 2 do's, but inside one of the do's is a don't, this 4th commandment. The do is to remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy, and the way to keep it holy is the don't. Don't work. Or more accurate to its intent, put aside the normal work you do on the previous 6 days. Make this day different, 1 day out of 7. Okay, so let's leap forward about 1,500 years or so to Mark chapter 2, and you'll see that Jesus says, quite frankly, man wasn't made for the Sabbath, but Sabbath was made for the man. Sabbath was made for the man. Huh. God blessed this day and he set it apart. Why? For what? Well, perhaps it's a date. Maybe God is saying he just wants to spend time with us. Yeah, he created us to do all kinds of things and have friends and family and live our lives, but maybe he's saying he'd like to spend time with us too. Now, he knows we're busy. That's why he gave us 7 days. 6 days to do all the things that we have to do. And 1 day to spend with him. 1 day out of 7.
All right. 1 day out of 7. I'll say within our region here, not in our Menno Olivet community, but broader than that, I have had recently, within the last year or two, several different ministers, as we talk about our churches and things, and they say to me, we cannot get our children to come to Sunday school anymore. So, you know, they've tried different things. And then the question says, what do you do? I said, our children come. They are very faithful to come to Sunday school. And the answer, a big part of the answer, is the parents. The parents have got to see that it happens, or it doesn't. And so these other churches, it's sad, really. They're scrambling, trying to find what to do, because the kids aren't coming to Sunday school. So God bless you for doing that. See, the Pharisees at the time of Christ, they had made this fourth commandment into a rule of oppression and a burden that was almost unbearable with all the rules. I've told you, I'm just going to share a little here, just a couple minutes. When we were in Israel and that Shabbat, that's what they call the Sabbath, they have an elevator, like in the motel, there's three elevators, and the middle one was the Shabbat elevator. And if you went on that, you stopped at every floor automatically without pushing a button. Why? Because the Pharisees, even today, feel that pushing that button on the elevator is work. How crazy is that? So, you know, they told us ahead of time this, but still, you know, you're talking, you get on the elevator, and the door's open, because you can't push a button to open the door. Oh, the door's open, let's go in. We were on the, I think, 7th or 9th floor. 1st, 2nd, 3rd, we're like, we're on the wrong elevator, get off, get to the other one, push the button. So all kinds of things like that. But this command is for today. With that scripture in Hebrews 10, he says, let us today consider how we can spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together. That's talking right here. As some are in the habit of doing, and it can get into a habit very easily, of not going, or on the good side, going. Let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day, that's a capital D, day, approaching. And that is the day of Christ's return, which is sooner than ever. So one day out of seven, it was God's idea. It is very important. And thank you, parents and grandparents and all who were involved. We still have that perfect attendance, those things we're doing as a reward. Perfect attendance, if you miss zero, if you're at another church, get the bulletin and give it to your teacher, okay? Perfect attendance is a twister from the dairy bar.